Okay, fine. You're right. I was wrong. I was pronouncing it wrong. I was. Look, all right. It's not acai. It's acai. Okay. You're right. Google proves it. Acai. 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 You happy? Acai. Why don't they just spell it that way, though? It's like quinoa. Fucking quinoa. You can stop gloating now. My God, I forgot what it's like to argue with you. And how insufferable you get when you win an argument. Jeez. Do you remember the first time we got in a fight? Do you remember? We'd all gone to that bar downtown, the one they closed like 5 years ago. And I made that admittedly very stupid comment about your outfit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you clearly remember. Don't hit me. Fuck. Oh, and don't start yelling at me for that again. No, your original lecture is fresh in my mind, fucking carved deep. Trust me. Well, thank God we can laugh about it now because I thought I'd ruined any chance of getting to know you better back then. In my defense, we were both first years. And I was woefully uneducated about sex positive feminism. What? I'd only ever seen you in class, and you were so quick to call out misogyny and the male gaze. Gee. And then you showed up looking like that. Oh, yeah, all right. In retrospect, trying to hit on you by saying I didn't know feminists dressed that way was remarkably stupid. What? I was a dumb kid. But you certainly put me in my place, and you know what? I'm grateful for that. No, seriously. Look, I know I give you a ton of shit, but it's only because you're the smartest person I know, and you can handle it. You can handle anything. And you've taught me a lot about food pronunciations and acai, see? And feminism. And, well, just about everything over the years. Oh, don't you roll your fucking eyes at me. I'm trying to be genuine for once. All I'm trying to say is, I'd rather argue with you than have polite conversations with anyone else, all right? Good. Well, that. Yes. Yeah, that is enough earnestness for one night. Get me another drink, bitch. I'm kidding. I am kidding. I promise you. Plus, it's probably for the best I didn't succeed in hitting on you since I now know you and I are sexually incompatible. So, you know, I. What? What do you mean? What do I mean? Oh, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, come on. Are you going to make me say this out loud? I'm not the one who's making a big deal out of this. You are. Oh, God. You know what? Fine. Fine. You never let anything go, do you? I'll just say it. I like my girls submissive. Actually, I think I kind of need them to, you know, submit to me. And there's nothing wrong with girls like you who I know would never submit, but I'm just hardwired to be dominant. And how do I know? What? Wait, hang on. No. Now, I got a read on you as soon as we met. I had you pegged as the kind of girl who likes to peg. And since I'm not into that, I just kind of. Wait. Wait. Stop arguing for a second. Are you telling me that if I took you to my room upstairs, you would be a good girl for me? Hmm? Holy shit. Your entire body language just shifted. Jesus Christ. Shit, I did not see this coming. What can we do? What do we do? We're friends, good friends, and I genuinely value your friendship. But on the other hand, I've also been dying to know what your pussy tastes like for years. Fucking hell. That look in your eye seals it. We're going. Take my hand and follow me. What are you... Oh no. You do not get to wimp out today. I've spent years telling myself not to go after you because we weren't sexually compatible, but apparently I was very wrong, and now that I know the truth, I refuse to waste any more time. I refuse to let another hour go by without knowing exactly how tight your pussy gets when you get to come around my cock. So, take my hand and follow me. Now. Good girl. Yeah. Not exactly a million miles away, was it? Close the door and turn around. Come here. Oh my God, look at you. Can you believe this is happening? Believe this is happening. Do you mind if I call you my names? My favourite names. Good. Strip for me, slut. Well, well. So quick to obey. No, no, princess, slow down. I want to enjoy this. Did you seriously just roll your eyes at me again? What? You don't like princess? It wasn't sarcastic. I was not condescending to you. I just... You're really going to do this now? Really? Look, does princess work for you or not? You have nothing against it, but you've never heard it before. Well, do you at least like it? Good then. This is not up for debate. I am not wasting any more time losing arguments to you. I'm going to reach behind you and pull down the zipper of this sexy little dress. Your body fits perfectly against mine. Nope, tilt your neck. I like hearing you moan like that. Hearing you moan like that is making me hard. I know you can feel it pressing against you through my jeans. Push your hips into me while I unhook your bra. Come on. Good girl. While you're there, grind your pussy against my cock. Yes. Yeah, just like that. Wrap your arms around my neck. Good girl. Okay, wait. Wait, stop. I don't want to rush this. arms by your side. I'm going to take a step back. I want to watch you let your dress and bra fall to the floor. Yeah, just like that. Now, step out of them. Come on. No, no, no. You can leave the panties on for now. I like them. Stay right there. Let me look at you while I get undressed. Oh, I almost forgot. You haven't seen me shirtless since we took that spring break trip junior year, have you? Yeah, well, my steady diet of beer and pizza wasn't doing me any favours then. But I figured out what works for me in the time since. All right. Hey. My eyes are up here. Eye contact, princess. That's it. Now, kneel for me. Oh, are you trying to kill me? Oh, the way you sank to your knees with your legs open, arms crossed behind your back. You're bowing your head like, fuck. Oh, you've had training. How did I not know this? Someone trained you. Answer me. Didn't they? Didn't they? Are you really waiting for me to give you permission to speak? I feel like I'm dreaming. I'd ask you to pinch me, but I need you to leave your arms folded like that. Holy shit, I can't believe I had no idea. You don't just want to submit, you need it. Okay, wait. Pick your head up. I don't give a shit who you've let dom you before this, other than maybe wanting to buy them a drink for training you so well. You're not with anybody else. You're mine. So you're going to look at me because I asked you to make eye contact. Good girl. For the rest of the night, you're going to be my slutty little princess. And I'm going to be your daddy. Oh, come on. You are seriously throwing off my dom groove here, sweetheart. What is it this time? You have a problem with daddy. Of course. You know what? I think I finally get you. Get up. Get up. Get against the wall. Don't you dare try to argue with me, you fucking brat. Against the wall, legs spread, now. Wider. What am I going to do? I'm going to slip my hand under your panties and... Oh, fucking hell, you're so wet. Is this what you've always wanted, princess? Have you spent years fighting me on every little thing in the world, just waiting for me to get fed up with your bratty bullshit and take you? Well, answer me, slut. Good girl. That's what I thought. Look at you, bucking into me as my fingers tease your tight little cunt, my thumb on your clit. I bet I could do anything I wanted to you with you like this. I could finally get my hands on that. I could finally get my hands on that pretty little throat of yours. I'm going to take my other hand and just... Your cunt got so tight the moment my fingers touched your neck. Fuck, that's it. Okay, wrap your legs around my waist. Come on, climb up, arms around my neck. Good. Oh, no, I did forget about your panties, but that's okay. Just gonna push these to the side and lower. You... Oh. Fucking hell, that is tight. Oh. You know, I had this entire plan for you. I was going to take my time with you. Let you suck my cock. Taste you. Make you come on my tongue and show you everything I've been wanting to do with you for years. I've thought about this since the first time you argued with me. Every time you open your mouth to correct me, I've imagined shoving my cock into that bratty little mouth of yours. Finally, shutting you up. Giving you the filthy, fucking respectful, dirty, feminist, degrading fuck you've already always needed. Between the way you look on your knees and the way you roll those fucking eyes at me, I got impatient. What did I tell you about eye contact? I know my cock feels good, slut. But just because you're enjoying yourself doesn't give you the right to disobey a direct order. Oh, yeah. I want to watch those eyes roll into the back of your head when I drive myself all the way in to this tight little cunt. Oh, yeah. Daddy's tight little pussy. I thought you didn't like daddy. Your mouth might lie, but your cunt can't, can it? Don't you feel how tight you get when I tell you daddy loves you? Oh, yes. Daddy loves feeling your pussy clench around his cock. Fuck. Good girl. This is the only way we're settling arguments from here on out. Every time you win an argument, you're going to get me. You're going to owe me an orgasm. Isn't that right, princess? Oh, yeah. That's right. Moan for me. Come on. Scream for me. I don't give a shit who hears us. Oh, yeah. You're mine. They all deserve to know that you're mine. Fuck. I can feel you getting close. Don't you dare come without me. Do you hear me? Your daddy owns your orgasm, little slut, and he hasn't given you permission yet. Do you understand me? Do you? Do you? Remember that your pussy, your pleasure, belongs to daddy. And princess, daddy's always right. You want to come all over daddy's cock? Do you? Yeah? Good. Come for me, princess. Come on. Give it to me. Give it all to me. Oh, that's it. Come for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hey. So that happened. I'm sorry about the daddy thing. And the slapping. And the choking. And the... Oh, wow. Did I rip your panties? Oh, jeez, I did. Really, I'm really sorry. I just got really into it. I mean, if you said no or stop at any point, I would have stopped, honestly. But I was watching you and I felt like... Yeah, you were definitely into it. I mean, I can tell. Come here. Come here. But you know, We can negotiate the whole daddy thing before the next time. Oh, you know there's going to be a next time. It will be a next time. Right? That's what I thought. Good. You and I have a lot to talk about. But before we do that, you want to go and get food? I think I have some leftovers in the fridge. There's probably some quinoa. A couple of gyro, maybe. Oh my God. Have I finally figured out how to stop you from correcting me? This is going to be a great night.